My name's Ed. I'm an alcoholic. And I'm from Area 9, as Bruce mentioned. And I'm a past delegate from Panel 70 in 2020. And currently serving as, proudly serving as the coffee maker for the area where I was the delegate. So it's a wonderful thing. Let's go here. So this session is called What's on Your Mind? So this is an opportunity, if you did not go to the microphone in the last few days, we encourage you to do that. My sponsor told me when I first went to PRASA that it's absolutely essential that if this is your first PRASA, that you go up there for a couple of minutes and introduce yourself and share with us. So this is a great time to do that. We generally keep it to 2 minutes, but with so few people, we'd ask that you keep it, your sharing down to at least no more than 20 minutes per person. So, no, actually, let's go back to the script. So there may be some here who are not familiar with our tradition of personal anonymity at the public level. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and TV and films. Thus, we respectfully ask that no AA speaker, or indeed any AA member, be identified by full name in published or broadcast reports at our meetings, including on social media or anywhere on the internet. The assurance of anonymity is essential in our effort to help other problem drinkers who may wish to share our recovery program with us. And our tradition of anonymity reminds us that AA principles come before personalities. We have an agreement with an outside vendor, Smile God Loves You Media Services, to offer for sale audio recordings of this event. You can purchase a recording on a thumb drive, a link to an MP3 or CD outside this room at the Smile God Loves You table. And with that, Gina, I'd like to...
Aloha, my name is Gina, I'm an alcoholic. My home group is the Kalihi Sobriety Group in Honolulu, Hawaii. Okay, there is a solution. Almost none of us liked the self-searching, the leveling of pride, the confession, the shortcomings which the process requires for its successful consummation. But we saw that it really worked in others. And we had come to believe in the hopelessness and futility of life as we had been living it. When therefore we were approached by those in whom the problem had been solved, there was nothing left for us but to pick up the simple kit of spiritual tools laid at our feet. We have found much of heaven, and we have been rocketed into a fourth dimension of existence of which we had not even dreamed. The great fact is this, and nothing less, that we have had deep and effective spiritual experiences which have revolutionized our whole attitude toward life, toward our fellows, and towards God's universe. The central fact of our lives today is the absolute certainty that our Creator has entered into our hearts and lived in a way which is indeed miraculous. He has commenced to accomplish those things for us which we could not do for ourselves. Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, There is a Solution, page 25. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gina. And our moderator, our timer today is Jose Yu from Area 7.
Buenos dias, yo soy Jose, soy alcohólico. Good morning, I'm Jose and I'm an alcoholic and have the honor and privilege to serve CNIA 07. I'm the recording secretary and the accents publisher. For this session, sharing from the floor microphones will be timed at 2 minutes. The yellow light will come on at 90 seconds and the red light at 2 minutes, followed by a loving applause. If the speaker be interpreter, the time allowed will be double for 4 minutes. The yellow light will come on 3 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Jose. So as I mentioned, this is an open microphone forum. So everyone is welcome to come up to one of the three microphones to share what's on your mind. There are three microphones, as there were have been all weekend, and so you can come up and do that. And we will go until 8:30, so we've got a lot of time. I think each person in the room will be able to share for 2 minutes, so it's wonderful. But again, encourage especially new people who have not been to PRASA before to come up and get your feet wet, and we'll see what we have to talk about. And we'll start with the pirate to the left. So.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Tim, and I got up this morning still an alcoholic. I am part of Area 2, District 1. My home group is That Hurt, I Quit group. I would like to thank all the people of Area 2 and all the people that have organized this PRASA. I've gotten to see some of the behind-the-scenes work that's involved with it, and people have put together a huge amount of their personal time. And I'd also like to thank those of you that are here for allowing me to be of service. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Sir?
I'm Frank, an alcoholic, DCMC, District 10, Area 06. So what's on my mind is a problem I have with spiritual fitness. And it goes like this. There are so many things to accomplish in this conference, mm-hmm. and so many things I have to accomplish in my district. I have a list of priorities, and I'm anxious about getting them done. And I know that's not the purpose. I keep remembering my higher power through me. But all the stuff that is, I'm going to call it the rigmarole. There's a lot of I love you, mans. There's a lot of loud clapping. There's a lot of wasted time. And I'm efficient. Of course, this is in all my mind, right? A lot of wasted time here. And so how do we focus more here? How do I focus more at my DCM role? And how do I chill out and create some priorities? And anyway, this is on my mind. I'm not expecting a solution. My solution is something way greater than myself and outside my ego. And I know that intellectually, but I don't really get it yet spiritually, and I've only been around for a decade or so in my first PRASA. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. I think this is a good time to encourage you. Outside the back door there are a stack of green sheets for suggestions. So we encourage all of you to fill out an evaluation. So, yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Laura Lynn. I'm an alcoholic from Area 7, District 11. And my position is pre-conference assembly planning chair for 2025 being held in Gazelle. Our trust Riley will be there, so we'd love to have you all join us. You can see Riley again. And my comment is, I would love to see people who come to the mic repeatedly after each panel to not do that until everybody who wants to share has shared. Maybe they could get at the end of the line, because it's just lots of people want to share, and I think repeat sharing should be banned. I only had 4 hours of sleep, too. And everything Tim said about everybody from Area 2 making this a wonderful PRASA.
All right, thank you. Again, the evaluation form's right out the back door. So, yes, sir.
My name is Matt, DCM, District 22 in Oregon, Area 58. I'm actually emotional. I'm very grateful to be here right now. And I'm not as nervous because not as many people are here. I just wanted to speak to the plain language big book. Through the help of all of you, through good sponsorship, I've been able to stay clean and sober, and I got to go to Belize for 10 days, which was wild. And down there, their primary language is English. They're right next to Mexico. They go to the Mexican General Service Conference there, but it's all their literature is Spanish. So when I went down there, I asked one of the members, a local there, if he liked the plain language big book, and he said, "No, I don't like the plain language big book. I love the plain language big book." And it was so interesting to hear, because I've read it, and I haven't gotten to study it with my home group or with my friends in the fellowship yet. I look forward to doing that, and I just hope that we can think about all the actions we do here. It doesn't just affect you know, well, I don't think it just says, doesn't affect Oregon Area 58 and, or District 22 in my local area, but it affects the world. And we aren't the only people who speak English, so that was just something I got to see, and it was amazing. So, yeah, just think about your actions. They affect more of, than just your local area. That's what I've been thinking about. And then I also just wanted to thank service, because through COVID, I got to stay sober, which is a miracle. A lot of people did not. And I was a GSR, and I got to give coins to people who have since relapsed. But they are my home group. We gave coins to our members, and I got to hand deliver them. And I'm still sober through that service. They're not, which is okay. But I'm just really appreciative for service and how it helps keep me sober. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Sir.
Hi, I'm Bill H., alcoholic, Area 6, District 90, currently serving as the assistant coffee maker for the area committee meeting. So I'd like to thank Area 2 and the PRASA committee for a wonderful PRASA. This one seemed to be, the schedule seemed to be a lot more relaxed than previous PRASAs. This is my 7th PRASA, and I'm not exhausted. So even though I only had 6 hours of sleep last night, I think the relaxed schedule, if that's how it worked out, or it's just my perception, it's wonderful. We had some really good topics, really good panels, without overdoing it. And that's what I would really bring up to the process committee. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Sid. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm from Arizona, Area 03, and I'm the area chair for Arizona. What I wanted to talk about was the Plain Language Big Book panel that we got to hear yesterday. It was excellent. Two things. I am able to go into the state prison there in Tucson. And we've been talking about the plain language. Oh, it's coming. We're super excited. Do you guys wanna have that? Do you wanna have a big book study with the plain language, you know? And so once it got there, we brought the books in. We created a format to have a weekly big book study. I said, you guys are making history because this is a brand new book. And this is probably one of the first big book studies in prison. And they were so excited to be part of that. And it was funny to watch them read different parts, like how it works, things like that, because they were kind of in a habit of reading from the regular big book, you know, and then they would stop and think about what they were saying and then just enjoy that switch, that thinking. And one of the guys, I said, well, we're going to read it from the beginning to the end, the flaps and everything. And so we were reading, he was reading the glossary of terms. And when we got to sharing, he said, thank goodness this was in here. I had no idea. It really helped him understand some of the words we throw around. And so it just made me notice that this is why we created, one of the reasons we created that big book, is so that could be understood by everybody. And the other thing is we're getting ready to take the panel topics into that same home group, the registered home group. And we said, this is one of the panel topics you guys talked about last time, and this is your voice.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Aloha mai kako. My name is Joanne. I'm from Area 17, District 2, and I'm the GSR for a group in Hawaii called Kalihi Sobriety. So this is my first PRASA, and I just want to mahalo or thank Area 2 for putting on this PRASA and for their hospitality. My experience was amazing. There were a lot of good topics, such as the new language, the new big book. I really liked the different topics on how to balance my time, because we get super busy, and just hearing that from others, like how do they do it? How do they balance their life, AA, and family, right? I also was joined a roundtable, a grapevine roundtable, and I seen how passionate the Spanish community was for their Lavinia. And I was taken back. And so that was a really good round table. And I'm part of the Grapevine Committee back home in our area. So I'm excited to take back the information that I got. I met some new people. And I thank you for having me here. Mahalo.
All right, thank you.
Aloha, good morning. My name is Elena, and I am a GSR in Area 17, District 4. My home group is Hang Loose in Kaneohe, Hawaii. And this is my first PRASA, and it's been an amazing experience. I would like to give Area 2 a huge mahalo for welcoming us. It has been such a blessing. Like, who would have thought? Right? Who would have thought I would have been here? I really appreciated and got a lot from the panel's presentations and just knowledge and information that will help me not only in my service work but in my personal life, you know, in all areas of my life. So I'm super grateful, super, super grateful, super blessed. And we're super excited to welcome all of you next year to Oahu for PRASA 2026, and I look forward to seeing you all there. Mahalo.
All right, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, good morning. Patricia Alcoholic, District 37, Area 7. I'm a DCM. My home group's bilingual group in Stockton, California. Thank you, everybody. PRASA, it's been great. I took a lot of notes, and I'm going to get those ready to report back to my district who funded me. But three things that really popped out at me, and they're like kind of, they're all in different areas. Like, you know, kind of first the business part, just the practical part. You know, I texted my, our treasurer for the district who does a great job, and, you know, do we have excess funds? Where do we send them to? You know, I didn't even know that. And, you know, learning about, you know, the splits that we don't, it doesn't have to be so rigid, just practical things. And then, of course, the personal part with the work, with the balance for, you know, our service and our personal life. That was a huge one for me, looking at asking myself those questions. And, you know, that was big. And then also with the Plain Language Big Book, you know, I mean, I've been emphasizing to, I also am the literature person for my group. And when... even before the book was published, you know, all the different topics that came up and, you know, announcing that it was here, that it was coming, you know, stressing this is a tool, it's not replacing it. And then, you know, actually thinking about how I use it, you know, with my sponsees. So I'm one of those alcoholics that has my big book, my very first big book, you know, the pages are practically dissolved, you know, in certain sections because they're so highlighted, written on. And, of course, there's a lot of interpretation that I do. And, you know, now I do have a sponsee that I'm using it, just the Plain Language Big Book. And I thought, well, am I supposed to, it's a tool, am I just supposed to be using the Big Book and just kind of pulling out the Plain Language Big Book? Or is it okay just to use the PLBB? You know, so, you know, it's, and I know there's, it's all good. But just wanted to kind of point out those three areas that I learned something. And it's been great being with everybody, so thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir?
Yeah, Tennessee Alcoholic.
Hi, Tennessee.
We, about 4 or 5 days ago, I was gonna cancel this trip. I get a lot of fear. I'm still overcoming fear. And, but I came anyway. It was my first PRASA, and, I had such an amazing time. I will be in Hawaii. And that was something I said, well, I'll go to this one, but I won't go to Hawaii. That's too far to fly over the water, and I don't swim. What I want to say is it was a pleasure to be a service here on the first day. My mind was opened up to a lot of ways to help not only my home group, but in Klamath Falls, we struggle for people to be on fire for service. I got a lot of great ideas. I met a lot of amazing people. What I would say is I'm not against virtual, you know, meeting, coming in for like the future process. If I would have been just did virtual, I would have never met the people and had the experience. I saw the language of the heart translated so many times in my physical presence. I'm enriched, and I just want to say I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Kathy?
Hi, I'm Kathy, alcoholic, Area 9, District 6 Secretary. This is my third PRASA. I am really glad to be here. I've appreciated all the panels and all the people. Thank you to Area 2 for putting on a really great service assembly. One thing that really stuck out to me is the panel on the Plain Language Big Book. And during it, it was hard to skim my book, which just came in the mail from the second printing, because the talks were riveting. But when I was looking at the front and the back before I dove in, I noticed, and I want everybody to know, that the concepts are translated to plain language in the back, in the appendices. And I'm thrilled about that, because this year in our district, we're teaching the concepts one each month, and as a teacher, I want to do the best job I can. And I have plans to make that into a flyer, front and back, and hand it out everywhere I go. I'm excited. The other thing is that somebody made a comment, and you know, there were a couple of moments when I went to the Al-Anon lunch and I got my food at 1:26 and had to be up here at 1:30. But I think God has a plan, because I met the most beautiful woman named Tamara there. And it makes me think that if we want to go fast, we go alone. And if we want to go far, we go together. And I'm really grateful for our unity. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
I'm an alcoholic. My name is Claudio. I have the joy and delight to serve Area 07, California Northern Interior, as an alternate delegate. And what's on my mind is we're talking about the scheduling at times, and is it even healthy to come and have stuff so early in the morning? Some people can't even go get breakfast to eat. They go to sleep late at night. They're talking with fellowship, and they can't. I got to go to sleep. Some people, I'm only on like 3 hours of sleep in a sense, right? Just to be here and participate. I've attended the regional forum. And to me, the regional forum is like GSR 101. It's at a slower pace. It's there to learn. You get to do this. And PRASA to me is like a university. It just goes fast and it does this stuff. And sometimes I wonder, it's like, why do we do process? Like, why do we have a conference? It's for the person who's not here, right? Or they're coming into the room. But maybe we need to have process for the GSR who's coming in for the first time. And for me, I already know how process and what it goes and like the programs. But for a new GSR coming in, attending process, it could be overwhelming. Maybe we need to go over how the structure works. Maybe we need to know the role of how to make agenda items. Maybe we need to talk to the new GSRs and make process that experience for them to go to. Because my first process, it was so fast and I didn't even know what to do. I'm trying to take notes. I'm trying to be everywhere. And people are like, oh, no, relax. Just have an experience. But are we talking to those GSRs, the new ones that are in the room? And I think we need to think about that. And sometimes even the roundtables. I'm going to fill out that green sheet, but maybe they just have predetermined topics for roundtables, because we spend so much time like getting 10 topics, doing this, and it's like, wait a minute, if we come into the room, there's a predetermined topic, we can just probably start the conversation. Maybe having more roundtables, communicating with people, talking about people, it gives people the opportunity to hear their voice, share their experience, and instead of just coming to the mic saying this is my first time, maybe they can voice it at a bigger crowd. So I don't know, maybe the schedule needs to get a little lax maybe for the new people, not necessarily for me, but for the new people, for them to have an experience and they can relax, not be so overwhelmed, and think about them. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning. My name is Richard. Everything he just said, I agree with. So I'm not going to change anything I said, though. So I'm the area secretary for Area 8 over in San Diego. So, and there are my people who were kind of funky that way. And here's my experience this time around. I have been to a few process now, and I'm trying my best to not compare each and every one to each other, so I am failing horribly. I'm comparing each and every one. And some of the people that I've met through these experiences, we haven't changed a whole lot, which I don't know if that's good or bad. It's just my own little perspective. But here's something I did notice. On Thursday night, after purchasing my ticket to fly out here Wednesday night, because I was waiting to the last minute like an excellent procrastinator, I did not bring a jacket, I did not bring a coat, I did not bring a sweatshirt. And yet, here I am, and I'm thinking, Richard, what the hell are you doing? You have work to do, you have this, you have that. And now that I'm here, I got to see a protest yesterday. We have those in San Diego. I saw some people who are struggling outside. We have those in San Diego. I had the opportunity to go out with a friend I just met last night, and we had a burger and a root beer, and I think that I'm gonna start crying now because that conversation with him was purely spiritual. Two guys from two different parts of the world having the exact same situation. We have this thing where we cannot control what we want to drink or what we want to abuse. So even though there's been little quirks here and there, I will say you guys need to, we should have a refillable coffee station for $1, because $3 a pop every time is a little bit much for me. Maybe I need to stop drinking so much coffee. But anyway, I guess what I'm trying to get at is at the round tables, I heard similar obstacles. Outside, I heard similar obstacles, and yet we are here trying to get through those obstacles and just enjoy the day. Thank you so much for letting me come up.
All right, thank you. Yes,
ma'am. Hi, my name is Debbie. I'm an alcoholic, currently serving as the area registrar, CNIA Area 07, California. A couple months ago, my delegate, Matthew, asked me if I would be willing to be of service at PRASA, and if so, in what capacity, and I said, of course I would, whatever you want me to do. And then I was invited to be a speaker on Friday at the big panel, and I was not expecting that. It was quite a surprise to have to sit up there and give my presentation. But I'm very grateful for that opportunity because it helped me grow. And the other thing I wanted to say was, before I came here, I prayed that God would help me with connections, because I come here not only to learn, but to make connections and maybe even find ways to do my job better. And on the plane ride in from Seattle, I sat next to Aline, who was our deaf member who spoke yesterday and gave an incredible presentation. And I got some personal time with her and some great information about the deaf community that I get to take back to my area as we get ready to choose somebody to be our new accessibilities chair, which we don't have right now. And I feel like God answered my prayer there and gave me somebody who has a ton of information and experience and can help us set up an accessibilities committee. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. My name is Maureen. I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Area 6, Northern California. And I serve as a district committee member chair in my district. So this is truly what's on my mind, because it's popped up about four or five times over the course of the weekend at my first PRASA, which was 2021, which was the first virtual one. I was the moderator, facilitator, I don't even remember what the title was, of the GSR sharing session. And I had never been to a PRASA before, and it was more than 200 people in a virtual room, and we had the first 20 minutes or so to figure out what the topic was and then move forward through the rest of the sharing session. And I got some feedback at the end of that the hard mute on when people were completed with their time didn't sit well, that it was hard, right? We have the process here with the lights, and there's some opportunity for people to know when their time is going to be up. And I just have had the feeling over the course of this weekend that I wanted to make an amends for that. I would have liked to have been able to do that differently, and I sure do hope some of those GSRs are here still. and that people are having a good process. Thank you, Area 2, for the work putting this together, and I appreciate us being all together. Thank you.
All right, thank you. No one here, so, sir.
Hi, my name is Kevin, and I am a alcoholic. I'm also a GSR for District 4 in Area 92 of Eastern Washington, and this is my first PRASA. This is my first time in Alaska, and it's also my first reindeer burrito. So it's a very enlightening experience this weekend. I came and met up with, I'm one of six from our area, a past delegate, a current delegate, an alt delegate, our area chair, and another rotating officer that's always in action. And they have welcomed me, and they've made me realize that this is where service turns into joy. And the joy that I've been experiencing was unknown last year. I didn't know what those six letters meant. I didn't know how to define that. I had no idea. But my DCM went to San Francisco and came back and said it was an amazing experience. Now I can take this back. So I just wanted to tell everybody thank you for being here and what a wonderful job they've done here setting this up, and what a wonderful thing it is that this is just a continuous learning and growth opportunity, because the service that I see, the joy that I see, the camaraderie that I feel, I can now take back, which is truly carrying the message. So you've taught me what to do to carry the message, and that's to be here, to learn, to mingle, to have joy, and take it back and pass it on. So thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Sir.
Hi, I'm Raul. I'm an alcoholic, and this is my first time here at PRASA. I'm hoping it won't be my last. I came here on a learning mission. My home group is very tiny. We usually have about five people in the meetings. So coming here and seeing all of this is a little bit overwhelming. My group doesn't have a GSR or a DCM. And I've recently volunteered to be the secretary, but I honestly have felt in a lot of ways that I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm just coming here, you know, very nervous. I'm not used to speaking, you know, in front of a lot of people, but I want to thank all of you because you've made this experience very welcoming and very accessible for somebody like me. Again, I was humbled to see all the great people in service here and their selflessness and also their willingness to embrace somebody like me. But I would like to say that sometimes I feel a little resentful because the older members in my group, they're always in service. So I just want to remind all of you that your home group is important too, and the members, you know, we look up to the people in service, so that's important as well. I just wanted to say that. Thank all of you.
Thanks, Raul. Okay.
Good morning, I'm Angie, I'm an alcoholic. I'm gonna try this again because I think that if I don't come up here again, I don't know if I could get back on the horse, so I wrote it on my hand. I'm from California Northern Interior Area 07, District 11. I'm a new DCM. I have to say that when I first walked into PRASA, this is my first PRASA, I had no idea what I was doing. No idea. I didn't know what PRASA was about. I had no idea. So after this weekend, I really feel like I've grasped a lot of what I need to do and what I need to take back to my district. And I think that the pace was great. I think that the information was great. I really appreciate my area coming to me after I got up to the microphone last and telling me that everything was okay and giving me encouragement. And what I would like to ask a question about is that my district doesn't seem to think it's very important to fund the DCM to PRASA. And so I got a scholarship through, well, partial scholarship through the groups. And if you have any information, places I can look for the concepts, for the traditions, things like that, that I can bring back to my district meeting to say, you know, PRASA is very important for the DCM, to fund the DCM, and so any information you can give me that I can take back, I would really appreciate. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And if you are joining us late, so this is the What's on Your Mind. So you're encouraged to go to the microphone. You'll have 2 minutes to share on anything that you would like, so that there's no topic. But we do encourage you to come up so that we can keep this thing going. So, sir?
Hi, everybody. I'm Bob. I'm an alcoholic. I'm public information, PICPC chair in Santa Clara County in California. California, Northern Coastal area. So I want to talk about PICPC, Public Information Cooperation with the Professional Community. So at one PRASA, I was sitting at a table with a bunch of past delegates. And they were talking about PICPC, and their idea was that if we spent as much time with PICPC as we do changing literature, we'd have a lot more people in AA. So we really do an important job getting the, you know, informing the public and professionals as to what we are, what we're not, and how to get a hold of us. But we never, it's real, there aren't that many people involved in PICPC. So I want you all to go back to all your groups and stuff and make announcements and get people interested in the Public Information Committee. And then my second thing I'd like to talk about is service sponsorship. So just like regular sponsorship, right? You take the people through the service manual, the concepts, the traditions. So if you're not, if you don't have a sponsor, service sponsor, get one. If you've never service sponsored somebody, become one. It's like you really get involved when you become a service sponsor, and make sure the person you're sponsoring knows you're his service sponsor. Get together with them, meet with them on a weekly basis, take them through all the information. There is so much to know. And it's been one of my favorite things to do is to be a service sponsor. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir?
Hi, everybody. Eric, alcoholic, past delegate, panel 73, California Northern Coastal Area. What's on my mind today? Well, I've got there's always a lot on my mind. That's just, like, it's ADHD, but not diagnosed. But one of the things that was on my mind last night was my disappointment that we used outside literature to close the meeting last night. We did the Lord's Prayer, and like we talk a lot about accessibility and welcoming people, and I'd love for people to think about what it would feel like for you if we started using prayers from not your religion that you don't know. And like, it's odd, and it would be uncomfortable. We have prayers in our literature, and I don't know why we can't use those instead. So that was one thing that was on my mind. But the bigger thing on my mind is about how do we make what we do here attractive to people who are not here? My home group had a GSR. She quit last week. And when she got elected, she was not excited about it because she had heard it was very political. And I think back to the business meeting yesterday and people using motions and floor action, point of orders and calling the quiet, using Robert's Rules of Order as a weapon to shut things down doesn't seem very welcoming. And so I'd like us to try to perhaps be kinder and gentler, especially there. And then we need to communicate how the process works for people. Some of it is AA members' faults themselves. They weren't paying attention. When we as a fellowship changed the preamble and people freaked out about it, how could they do that? We'd been talking about it for a decade, and they were not paying attention. But then saying you weren't paying attention isn't very helpful either. I think we have to find and meet and explain how did this happen and why did it happen? Why did we do a plain language big book? It wasn't to remove gender from the big book, because they didn't remove gender. Oh, red light, thank you.
All right, thank you.
My name is Brent, and I am an alcoholic.
District 05, Area 06, California Northern Coastal Area. My home group is the Foster City Men's Sharing Group of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I currently serve as the audiovisual technician for Area 06 at our 12 area committee meetings, our four area assemblies, and a few other workshops. As I expressed in my green sheet, thank you again for another awesome process. Of course, I've got my thoughts on that regarding the lack of agenda topics being discussed. I'm kind of used to seeing those discussed a little bit, and was somewhat disappointed not to see those at least somewhat in the agenda. But again, it was a really informative, as I again expressed in my green sheet, really amazingly informative process. There are some people here who have a wealth of information and who are more than happy to share that with you. There are some folks who have some QR code stuff together that they're sitting right here. and they're more than happy to share it. It's just, I'm always impressed about the wealth of information at PRASA. And it also does remind me, it humbles me a bit too, about how fortunate and blessed we are in the Bay Area to have the resources that we do have available. It's an amazing experience to talk to those who don't have those resources, but yet they still carry the message. My other comment is regarding the plain language big book. I was one of those who, I'd go to a number of big book studies, and I would read I would be at my big book study, and I'd go, I wonder what it says about that. And I would run, and I would read that little snippet, and it would make me really mad because they took out incomprehensible demoralization. How could they take out my favorite rock band name? But then once I started working with a sponsee and actually read it, I had the same experience as our previous delegate did, and that I actually, did the big book really say that? So it made me go back and reread Bill W.'s story big time, because it actually, it was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Morning, everyone. My name's Craig. I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Area 06, California Northern Coastal, District 04, Santa Clara County North. And my service sponsor was up here just a moment ago. And when I was a first time at GSR, he said, when you go to your first assembly, you should go to the mic, no matter what. So this is not my first process. This is my fourth process. So I'm here. I've been a GSR. I've been a DCM, and I've rotated out of that direct line. I'm just a district officer now. But PRASA is someone was up here earlier and said this is where service turns into joy. And PRASA has always been, even when it was on Zoom, but especially when it was in person, it has always been a really great experience for me. General service in general has been a wonderful experience for me. And I have my thoughts. I have some, someone mentioned about the agenda items. That was also something I was kind of looking forward to. Overall, I'm just happy to be here. Someone said that they were from Kaneohe. That is my Hawaii hometown. And I'm just happy to be here. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. My name is Tom. I'm alcoholic. Tom. I'm alt DCM for District 25 in Area 72. It is a digital online district. We have, last count, 48 groups. We are growing very quickly, and we are just blessed. I'm grateful to be here. What's on my mind, I don't think you guys want to know, but I do want to share a few things that I do as a labor of love. I'm not trying to sell anything. I have some things that you might want to see. For example, if you've never seen anything beyond the grapevine, there's other publications around the world with over 60 GSOs in the world. I've got a roundabout from Scotland. It's the latest version, and Share from England, if you want to see. And they have things like Tradition 3. Question, in my mind, do I prejudge some new AA members as losers? I mean, this is really fun. As far as the PLBV goes, it's not a new idea. It never was. In fact, it's not the only plain language version of the Big Book that's ever come out. This one, it's called the Easy Big Book, for example. It came out in 2015. It was written by an anonymous alcoholic, and it's actually pretty good. And I just think it's interesting that this comes out in 2015, and in 2016, all of a sudden, oh my God, we need a BLBB, and they start on that. You might want to check this out, because it's pretty good, and I have it, and I want to show it to you if you wanted to see it. Also, I represent a digital district that can't be here, and they paid $1,500 for me to come here and ask and plead, please, can we just tap into the audio stream, if anything, and just listen so that they can learn too? That's all they're asking for. They're not asking for much. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Big?
Yeah, my name is Big. I'm a recovered alcoholic. I have a home group out in Gardnerville, Minden, Nevada. And if you're ever in the Reno, Tahoe, Carson City area, please stop by and study the Big Book with us. Talk about the traditions on the last Thursday of the month at 545 at 1631 Esmeralda Street. I want to express my gratitude again. I always start to swell up with gratitude with PRASA. My first PRASA was I attended two PRASAs online, and I've been able to attend three PRASAs in person. This is a lovely event. Whether they're I don't judge what organizers put on the agenda. I just love being here with you people. And I get relationships that I would never get. And these are the only places, assemblies and forums and processes, these are the only places that I'm going to get to meet you and form new relationships with people that are on the same path with me. And that's an amazing thing, because when I walked into my first room, I felt alone in a room full of people. So I see the green light there, and I'm going to touch base on one thing, the plain language Big Book. I want to stress that it's a tool. And it's a tool that we could use. I'm a big book person, and I love the Big Book. So that's what I have to say about that. I'm going to close with this. If I was discouraged about anything that happened at PRASA today, this weekend there was a presenter. I won't say names or anything, but there was a presenter up there that said something to the effect of, "What are we going to do for the drug addicts that show up to Alcoholics Anonymous?" And before I read what I was going to read. Okay, I want to be clear here. I used to carry drugs around with me in 20-pound sacks by the time I was 20 years old. I was doing them by the time I was 6. I have no problem with drug addicts, but Alcoholics Anonymous has a singleness of purpose. Not because Big says it, it's because the literature says it. Okay, and in it says, the primary purpose of any AA group is to carry the AA message to alcoholics. Experience with alcohol is one thing all AA members have in common. It is misleading to hint or give the impression that AA solves other problems or knows what to do about drug addiction. Again, I used to carry them around, but AA has a singleness of purpose, and we can save lives. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Hey, I'm Erica, and I'm an alcoholic. Hey, I'm with Area 42. I'm District 2. I'm the tech chair. And so the round table, first of all, Area 2, thank you. This has been lovely. It's been very chill, literally. And I appreciate all the work you guys have put into putting this together, so thank you. The round tables, I went to the tech hybrid round table yesterday, and just something to consider is like, it was a very broad group of people. There were those who were like, I'm a secretary for an online meeting and I don't know how to internet, to like other folks who were just like, it was really intense. Some of the tech that we talked about, like Starlink and routers and repeaters and all sorts of stuff. So just something to consider, maybe breaking that out. And then, yesterday when they were talking about culture and I can't remember exactly what that topic was about, but you know, it was interesting. Somebody said something like, people have a choice. They choose to go to different meetings. And I felt that there was a piece lacking, which is that people don't feel safe in meetings sometimes. And that was not, it was sort of talked around. And I think that that's really important to reiterate. And I know we've talked it out for years now, but I think it's important to keep remembering that safety is still an issue for people in a lot of cultures. And then I've had the privilege to become a part of a Spanish-speaking women's meeting in Reno, Nevada, and it's been amazing. And one of the things that I've learned through this experience is that part of the culture there is family, right? And it's like, when you talk about culture, it's usually like you get this person from this family and this person from this family, and they have a common connection. But when there's just one family, right, and it's very insular, I'm learning that that's a whole culture in and of itself, right? And it can be a struggle. So these are the things that I'm learning, and I just wanted to pass that along. So thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, my name is Daisy, and I'm an alcoholic, and I'm from Area 9, District 8, and I'm really, really nervous, and I'm going to cry. So I was instructed by my service sponsor to just get up and share, right? Closed mouths don't get fed, and thank you guys for feeding me all weekend. Not literally, but I'm full of AA, and when I'm full of AA, that's when I know that. See, I told you guys I'm going to cry. I'm just so grateful, you guys. Grateful, thank you, Alaska District 2, for making my stay here just one that I'll never forget. It is my first PRASA, and the friendships I've made here are phenomenal, you know. Someone just bought me breakfast, and they're like, you know, they said my name. They said something, they said Daisy. And I'm like, how do you know? I don't even have my badge. And I'm like, how do I know him? I met him day one at the airplane, right? And those are the friendships, like, I'm seen here. You guys made me being seen. And Alcoholics Anonymous, I can go back to my group and share this experience with me. You know, I had to advocate to get this trip, but I advocated by getting educated. I reached out to my district members, my DC MC, my registrar, and I asked them, like, well, how can I get them passionate? They're like, you say your truth, you say your passion, and you educate them, and they'll see your heart. And they literally did see the language of my heart, because they did sponsor me for this trip, and I already asked for the bylaws for next year, because I am going to Hawaii, and hopefully, you know, but I get educated, and I learned that we do have bylaws, and I learned that it's not all about just going to Hawaii, coming to Alaska. It's about sharing the experience, strength, and hope that that gave me a second chance in life. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. My name is Jenna. I'm a recovered alcoholic, District 5, Area 58. Woo. And I am the District 5 CPC PI chair. And I am the GSR for the firing line group. That's my home group. And when I came, I'm going to get emotional. When I came in the rooms, that group was in a homeless shelter. It met in a homeless shelter, and that's why it's called the firing line. And I was homeless. And I walked into those rooms, and it was there for me. And they made me feel, you guys made me feel a part of. You made me feel just like you, right? And that was 8 years ago, and here I am in Alaska, right? And before that, what was on my mind, what I wanted to speak about is the plain language, big book. I think it's a good tool, but I think we have to have discernment, because if I would have walked into that meeting at the firing line and they would have handed me something different than them and assumed that I couldn't, you know, that I was, it would have made me feel different, and I probably wouldn't be here today. I probably would be dead. And that was one of the reasons I stayed, because I felt a part of and just like you. So I just think we need discernment. I think it's a great tool, but I think we need discernment, because I was an educated woman. I was a nurse for 10 years before I became homeless on the street for 6. So that's where I wanted to say thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Nancy. I'm an alcoholic. I am the alternate secretary for Area 8. I want to really thank Area 2 for putting this on. It's been wonderful. And it's funny, because my the way I do my program, depending on where I am emotionally and spiritually, is how I react to what happens at PRASA. This is my third PRASA. The first one I came to, I was a GSR. I was scared to death. My service sponsor, who happens to be my sponsor, she hung with me for like the first day, and then she said, now go meet people. And I'm like, what? You want me to go talk to strangers? Like, oh God, no. And I'm social, but I was terrified. And I remember this man, Alan, from Hawaii, and he was kind and he was nice, and he was my first PRASA interaction, and I will never forget that because I needed that, right? And then my second PRASA, I was a DCM, and I wasn't in the same place, and it wasn't as magical. And I was like, what's wrong with PRASA? And it wasn't PRASA, it was me. You know what I mean? It was me picking apart, looking for the differences, just like our book talks about. I want to look for the similarities. This PRASA, I am now the alternate secretary, and I have a different understanding because I asked questions. Because I went to the panels and kept my mouth shut until I actually understood what was being said. And then I asked the questions, and then I made friends and actually got phone numbers this time. For me, it's been a journey just like sobriety has been. It's been one day at a time, and the more I'm okay with me, the more I understand and can include everybody else. I will say the only thing is about the coffee. That was my only issue. I'm a big coffee drinker, and I don't mind the $3 a cup, but I do think it'd be easier and less congested if we did like a bowl where people could put money in there and then do like a refill. That would be fantastic. That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir?
Thanks. My name's James. I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Area 06, District 12, and I was a past DCMC and done all kinds of silly things, because why else would you come to a service assembly other than if you've been in service? And just to answer the question on the coffee, so people know, having served on a past PRASA committee, most of the time hotels and convention centers have buy requirements at those stands that you have to meet. And you can't just bring in a coffee pot like you would at your home group and put out a bowl. Most of the time they have to just do sales. It's part of how the whole system works and part of doing contracts. But that wasn't what I really wanted to talk about. But my brain went there, sadly, I'm sorry. We use the word recommend in AA quite often as just another way of saying required. Because who hasn't been in their home group and heard somebody say taking or doing the steps is required, you know, or recommended, in the same way that it's recommended you have a parachute when jumping out of a plane. So I'm sad to say that to me, I believe a lot of people conflate those two words, recommended and required. And so anyway, and another thing is that PRASA in its name is the Pacific Region Area Service Assembly. And what that means is that it's for the Pacific region. And its singleness of purpose is this is a service assembly. This isn't a pre-conference for informing our delegates. This isn't just like some random meeting of your home group. This is about service. And I hear a lot of times, feels like there's a lot of discussion that's around things that are directly related to meetings rather than about service and how we are of service. Because I don't come here to get sober. I go to my home group and I work with other people to get sober. I come here to discuss service and how that improves things for AA as a whole. And I think that's the greatest part of this. Because when I first came here 12 years ago, I talked about how old the language was in the big book, and I am so proud and so glad that we now have a plain language edition that we can work with people that don't need a language that was written in the 1930s by people educated in the 1900s when it's 2025. So thank you.
Thank you. Sir?
Morning, my name is Herter. I'm Alaskan alcoholic from Fairbanks, Area 2, GSR for the Sunday Morning Serenity Group, and I try to can what I have on mind inside of 2 minutes here, but it dovetails with what we just heard the last little bit here. I just I live in Fairbanks now, coming back down here between 30 and 25 years ago, 20 years ago, I had a lot of history in this town. You know, driving around these streets, places familiar, a pretty typical alcoholic experience down here. And as far as, I'm one of those that I was first introduced to AA back in 1981. I was 16 years old, and I bumped my way in, like a bowling ball, through life. Many, many years, and the last time I went into the doors of AA, finally, I was 53 years old, I guess, up in Fairbanks. I hadn't been to a meeting in 15 years, and I guess what I'm getting at is the importance of whatever's going on that's egocentric. The gal who spoke to that just a little, you know, let's be encouraged by the process here. get out of ourselves to make sure that this continues on in the spirit of that tradition, that we want this to carry on. For a lot of folks like me, well, I knew where to go after I hadn't been to a meeting in 15 years. When I finally fell on my face and gave up, I knew where to go, and AA was there. And I'm very grateful. And plus, I'll finish up here. Someone spoke to it really quickly. There's been a lot of kind of a crucible here of the process for all of us, but I've also come away with some personal convictions of thought that have been very beneficial to me personally. So anyway, just thank you for your time. God bless everybody.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Deborah, and I'm an alcoholic. My title is Member in Good Standing. I'm happy to be here. My home group is in Los Alamitos, California, just above Seal Beach and next to Long Beach and on the other side, Huntington Beach. What's on my mind is it seemed like vision and estimate is on my mind. And so this idea of what we should do and how we should do it and who should do it feels like it's outward facing. And so what I'm going to take back to wherever I serve, because I want 33 more years around here, and vision and estimate were something Bill wrote about in the leadership essay in 9. And so the attribute of vision is about the ability to make good estimates, both for immediate and for the distant future. Some might feel a sort of striving to be heresy, but AAs are constantly telling ourselves one day at a time, but that valuable principle refers to our mental and emotional, chiefly because I am a recovered alcoholic. Of course I'm recovering still from lots of other problems. But I have vision and estimate today, and I've recovered from the problem of alcoholism. And the attributes that I want to have, are tolerance, responsibility, flexibility, and vision. So I'm not going to wait for a conference. I'm not going to wait to ask permission. I'm not going to wait for anything. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to do the best I can for the person standing in front of me, take them through this book and talk to them. Because I think maybe what happens is people become a DCM or a DCMC, and they get, I got to do it right. Got it. Everybody's watching. And I just need to look at the person in front of me, like William last night at a group here in Alaska with 7 days, and gave us a ride home. And so we invited him, and I hope he shows up. Thanks so much for letting me share.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Leticia. I am from Area 6, District 618. Lo demás es en español, okay?
The rest is in Spanish.
Estoy feliz y triste a la vez porque he visto muchas personas que hablan inglés, muchas mujeres.
I'm happy and sad at the same time because I've seen a lot of women who speak English.
Porque en la mayoría de los grupos que hablamos español no vemos mujeres. Por lo tanto, no nos podemos apadrinar con mujeres porque no hay madrinas.
Because in the Spanish meetings, there's not that many women, so we can't get sponsored.
Yo a los 11 años de estar en grupo en Alcohólicos Anónimos empecé mis pasos.
At 11 years old, at 12 years sober, I just started my steps.
Y me han dicho que ustedes los que hablan inglés, que luego les dan un padrino, ¿verdad? Y si Dios quiere, me quiero preparar para poder ayudar a otras mujeres que vienen sufriendo igual que yo.
if God helps me, I'm going to prepare myself so I can help other women that are suffering like me.
And
it's my first time here, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
All right, thank you.
I'm Cindy, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Area 9, District 14. This is my third PRASA, and the first one I went to, our delegate was Mitchell, and he said, you got to get up there and share. And so I got up here, and they said, oh, we don't have any more time. And I'm like, yeah, got out of that one. The second one, I managed to get out of that. So thank you, Mitchell, I'm here. And I was a GSR, the first one. The second one, I was chair of CEC. And I come to this one, and I'm still chair of CNC, but I'm a new DCMC for District 14. We also have a GSR school in our district, and it's exciting. I love PRASA. This time, PRASA didn't have CEC roundtable. But you had logistics, or not logistics, but accessibilities. And that was very, very interesting. And it looks like it might be in my future. So thank you for letting me share.
All right, thank you.
An alcoholic, Area 42, District 8. They said step up to the mic, so. I'm a newly minted GSR, first-time PRASA, first-time pretty much anything outside of my district. And I want to say that I am fired up about service, about things I can bring back to my group, things to be aware of that I was never occurred to me. But I also I'm a natural isolationist, like a lot of alcoholics. I kind of wish we'd had some downtime to actually talk to each other, you know, sit down at a table for newbies or something, because I see that people network here, but they seem to have a long-standing network going. And while I've been introduced to people in passing in the halls, I'm hoping I find a way to make connections in the future. And a little shout out for that tech roundtable. Even if it was messy, it was the most interactive panel I went to, roundtable I went to, and I really appreciate it. Obviously, I was the one at the bottom of the spectrum of technology. Thank you very much, all of you, for being here and for the privilege of being here. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Sven. Hey, everybody. My name is Wendy Dodson. I'm an alcoholic. First time at PRASA. And thank you, everybody, for I know how much work it takes to put on a conference. And I just want to share a couple of things. And my first thing is about the plain language big book. My home group is in Redwood City, California, Thumper, so you can know where I stand with the big book. Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous to take people through steps. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about is that I think that what we talk about a lot is how we're going to attract the newcomer, how we're going to do this. And I think we're missing the point, because I don't know how your area is, but in my place, it's not my home group. In my home group, we're in the big book. We study one paragraph, and any newcomer that comes in, we offer them sponsorship. We offer them a big book, and people, you know, do serve, and we were taught that. But other meetings I go to, when it's time to sponsorship, like maybe three or four people raise their hands. And so we're trying to get all these people to come in, and we're trying to attract the newcomers and do that. But when they come in, what is it that they get? Is there people there that are able to sponsor, take them through the steps? And I think that's the thing that I would like to talk more about, discuss, to be able to have it so that there, yeah, pamphlets are great and all that stuff, but I think there's a need and to talk about being able to help the newcomers and have that ability to offer sponsorship and you know, maybe people don't know, or maybe they're intimidated, but really what it is, and I think that's the thing that we miss, we have committees, we have this, but it's one alcoholic helping another alcoholic. And I think if we, people that are here, obviously are passionate about serving Alcoholics Anonymous, and if we take that and that individuality, and like my experience here at Process, that I've been, you know, I talking to people, and I've been able to help somebody that wasn't able to do the steps, you know what I mean? And I think that's what Alcoholics Anonymous is, an opportunity to help another alcoholic. And so I guess the thing that I just want to say is that, like, instead of the big picture, sometimes we're so focused on the big pictures and texts or books and all this that we miss the little picture, and that we miss the opportunities to be of service right in front of us because we're so busy trying to, you know, grab too much. So anyways, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hola, buenos días. Mi nombre es Gabriel. Soy alcohólico.
Ma'am, could you return to the microphone and interpret for us? Okay.
Hola, buenos días. Mi nombre es Gabriel. Soy alcohólico.
Good morning. My name is Gabriel. I'm an alcoholic.
Mi grupo base es Una Nueva Ilusión, Distrito 18, Área 06.
My home group is
a new vision.
And Área.
Distrito 18, Área 06.
District 18, Area 6.
A mí me gustaría que exploráramos más la moción respecto a tener las reuniones híbridas.
I would like to talk more about the motion to make PRASA hybrid.
Nosotros tenemos en nuestra área 06 cinco distritos lingüísticos.
We have in our area 6 five linguistic areas.
Districts.
Districts, sorry.
Muchos de mis compañeros no pudieron venir respecto a la situación migratoria, cuestiones monetarias.
A lot of people from my area couldn't come because of monetary reasons and immigration reasons.
Y a mí me gustaría que también ellos pudieran tener la experiencia de vivir PRASA, aunque sea de forma virtual.
And I would like them to have the experience of living PRASA, even if it's virtual.
Por eso estoy planeando participar en la siguiente PRASA para venir a votar por esa moción.
That's why I'm planning to come to the next PRASA so I can vote on that motion.
Yeah. Gracias por salvar mi vida.
Amen. Thank you for saving my life.
All right, thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Josh. I'm an alcoholic. What do you call a surfer without a girlfriend? Homeless, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I was when I got here. I'm the GSR for 12 Coconuts in Waikiki. Wow. Can't wait to have all you guys out at PRASA for 2026. It's going to be great. Please come see me at my home group. I just want to talk about like the fact that my brain loves to nitpick things and see all the things that are wrong with stuff. But my soul this weekend just wanted to say thank you to all of you. Because if you were homeless like me, this is impossible. Look at all these people here that are here just on their own accord to try and make sure that this is available to as many people as possible. And I'm one of them. And to me, that is mind-boggling. It's crazy. I'm selfish and self-centered to the core, guys. The entire time I'm here, my brain is trying to figure out a way to get out of here, you know? But contrary action is what this thing is all about. And being here for the entire weekend and being with you guys, I am so inspired. I don't know what else to do. When I get back to them, when I talk about the GSR, you know, a lot of times people talk about it in a negative light. This is not the way I want to paint it anymore. I want to paint it as this is something you have to see. You got to see it in action. The business meeting, I want to talk about that. Even though we discuss things and we get over things, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's just about trying to make it more available. And it's about the discussion. It's not about whether we voted or don't vote it. It's an amazing thing. And I can't believe that I'm a part of it, and I'm not homeless anymore. My life is amazing, and I'm here in Alaska. Like, to me, it's I don't know how to be more excited about it. I want to be more happy about it. And thank you to all of you who said, yeah, you know what, I'll do it. I'll do for 2 years. I'll show up, and I'll try and carry the message back. Whatever your GSR report is or DSEM report is when it gets back, it's perfect. Whatever it is, okay? Whichever way it comes out, whichever way you run the business meeting, it's perfect. You said yes. Guys, thank you so much.
Sound like he's on fire. I think he'll probably be spreading the fire.
Hi, my name's Deborah. I'm an alcoholic. Currently serving as Oregon Area 58 Treasurer. First off, I want to say if I had a tail, it'd be wagging right now. I am so pleased to be here at PRASA again. There's been a couple times where I've been fully funded as either a DCM or an officer to attend PRASA's. This is my 15th one, I think. But the rest of the time, it's on my own dime because I love PRASA. I love seeing old friends. I love making new friends. But so I wanted to give a shout out to Area 2. First off, I already said thank you for a great process, but I'm going to say it again. And thank you for kind of getting roundtables earlier in the day rather than at oh dark 30. I'm old and I need my sleep. So I really appreciate that and the condensing of the panels and some of the other things. Most areas, if they haven't already, are going to have a pre-conference assembly where you get to talk about the agenda items being discussed at the General Service Conference, and that's when your delegate gets all the info from you. So we still have ample time to talk about agenda items. I just wanted to point out that in the acronym of PRASA is Service Assembly, and that's what we're here about. And I want to tell a really quick story that the current program director told during a district meeting. There was a bunch of grouchy GSRs about complaining about travel and how much it costs. And one guy said, why? Why are we doing this? And the program director pointed out a delegate that had shared how he made his way from a prison to a delegate because of a flyer that was left at the correctional facility. And he worked his way up down the inverted triangle. That's why we do this. We want to reach out to the still suffering alcoholic who may attend a process someday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Judy W. I'm definitely an alcoholic. Will be until the day I die. I have a lot of mixed feelings. I come to PRASA to learn. I come to PRASA to see old friends. I come to PRASA to make new friends. I come to PRASA to go home and to be better able to serve my group. When I filled out my evaluation form, okay, I had some expectations that we would be talking about some of the agenda topics, and that did not happen. Which shows me that I should not have great expectations about anything, but I can have high hope. One of my comments on the evaluation is a suggestion. We're talking about more inclusivity. If we reduced the number of speakers on each panel and allowed more time for audience participants to come to the mic, we would have a lot more inclusivity and we'd get a lot more information. And that's why I'm here. I have a friend who's waiting to find out when we are finally going to decide when and if PRASA will have a virtual component. And we keep fighting over it and what have you. Virtual is the wave of the future. Let's get with it and carry the message to as many people as possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Mary Jane and I'm an alcoholic. Hi everyone. I am a DCM in Monterey, California, which is District 1, California Northern Coastal Area 6. And my home group is Saturday Solutions. It meets Saturdays at 7:45 p.m. And I was sitting at my table earlier, and it occurred to me that we're all on this life journey. And within that life journey is a journey in AA, and within within the journey of AA is the journey of general service. And last November 23rd, I went to our area meeting for the first time in person. And on that day, I embarked on a little journey within that journey. And that's the day that an idea for a proposed agenda item came to me. And flashed in my mind's eye was a very simple public information service piece. It said, "Are you having a problem with drinking?" And it had two QR codes on it. Since that time, within this journey, I came across membership data at AA.org, put out by the General Service Office. And it reports our membership by year. So from 1935 to 1990, we grew. The decade between 1980 and 1990, our membership doubled. But since 1990, for 35 years, membership has remained stagnant around 2 million. And I came across statistics that it is believed that in the world, about 7% of the population has alcohol use disorder. That means hundreds of millions of people in the world have alcoholism, and somewhere around 30 million in the United States has alcoholism. So it may not be this particular piece, but I feel very strong. What that means, though, is that what we have been doing has not been working to grow our fellowship. We need new ideas. I feel that AA very strongly that we could benefit from having a very simple, consistent message that can be translated into any language around the world, that if put out there, it could plant a seed. Someone may not be ready to come to AA, but it will plant a seed that gives God something to work with, that maybe they'll remember that we're here if they see this enough. Thank you.
Sir.
Hey, good morning, everyone. My name is Ramiro, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm the DCMC for District 16 and Area 03, Arizona. And well, I'd like to say that I'm very happy about the plain language big book as a tool to understand it better. I was at GSR when the General Service Board Literature Committee sent a video with information about many suggestions of AA members around our structure, asking to make changes in the big book and 12 steps. And a lot of them were about God in the big book, in the big book, in the, our literature. And when this first started with the plain language, I was afraid of two things. One is that the sponsorship minimizes with excuse that I can understand the book better by myself. Something that is very important, or it has been very important for me, sponsorship. It was the second kick in my ego when I stopped drinking. The first one, of course, was admitting that I was an alcoholic, okay? And the other is, I'm afraid that this is the beginning of taking God, or wanted to take God away from our program. And that would be very dangerous. And I'm very sure, it's my opinion, if we do that, one day AA is gonna disappear, okay? Since from step three to our manual service, the word of God, as I understand them, it's there. See? If I see the second tradition, it says, for a group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience, capital letters. In on our manual service, at the end of our warranty six, says, freedom under God to go in his likeness and image will ever be the quest of the Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hello, my name is Jake. I'm from Area 69. I serve as the Standing Literature Chair. This is my first PRAZA in person, and you asked me to come up to the mic to say what's on my mind. What's on my mind is the still suffering alcoholic that I encounter every day. I'm going to break my anonymity a little bit. I'm a felony trial attorney at the public defender's office in my local community. Awesome. And I used to say that the individual sitting across the table from me, the only difference between me and them is a drink. That's not true. The other difference is I have all of my mental faculties, which is a gift that God gave me, not something that I earned. What I'm encountering over and over again is that people who are suffering from alcohol use disorder, who are out on the streets that we're seeing every day, are dual diagnosis, meaning that they also have a mental health disability. I'm excited that neurodivergence is listed in one of the topics on treatment and accessibilities. However, just because someone gets sober, it doesn't change the fact that they have underlying mental health issues. I have the privilege of sponsoring a number of men who have traumatic brain injuries, and I also work with clients who have alcoholism, who have schizoaffective and schizophrenia disorders. These people do have the capacity to be honest. Even when suffering from severe emotional and mental disorders, they can recover. However, our attitude and culture towards helping these alcoholics needs to make a shift. Pamphlet 87 AA for alcoholics with mental health issues and their sponsors is something for every sponsor to read. We're going to see an influx in the coming years of more and more alcoholics who are coming that we're not reaching to if we don't understand and if we're not helpful and loving towards the way that their brains are functioning. We need to not only be open to the person that our culture says to take the cotton out of your ears, put it in your mouth. I am a horrible barometer of someone else's willingness and someone else's bottom. I need the hand of AA to be there, not for them to reach out, but for me to reach out to them as well. Am I meeting them where they are with love and patience and tolerance? So I really hope that we start thinking more on this issue and everybody reads pamphlet 87. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have 15 minutes left, so we'll only be able to accommodate the individuals that are currently at the mic. So sorry about that. But
My name is Vivian. I'm an alcoholic from Area 6. And a medical establishment they suggested that I go to AA, and here I am. And then AA said, you need to do some service, and service kept me sober for nearly 12 years. My first 3 years, they put me in the central office in a group, and so I read the literature, and I think you guys were delusional at the beginning. And because I always wished for a spiritual organization, I want to live a spiritual life, but I just don't know how, and I'm not religious, but I know something spiritual exists. And also in the central office, there's a very dusty copy of a service manual, and nobody ever talked about it, and not too many people around me then were able to explain to me. Either I wasn't listening or nobody really cares. I don't know. So after a few years, I said, I got to check you guys out. So I found General Service. And I've been coming to PRASA, and this is my number 8. And if I don't see you, I miss you, so I come back every year. And so I've been reading the service manual for many, many, many years. And for the only reason of I want to understand what kind of membership I have. And since you said that you're a spiritual organization, and I still don't have the answer, but every single year when I meet more of you, I get a little bit more clear, and my eyes can see more clearly how much I didn't know, and there's so much more I can find out. Service kept me sober. And I'm a big picture person, and I'm aiming for the red light. So I'll just keep coming back. And if you have a problem, I'll solve it for you. And I thought I have all the answers.
All right, thank you. Kathy?
Hi, everyone. My name is Jackie Benzinski. I'm from Area 6 and also a special worker at San Francisco Marin Intergroup. And I also have the honor of being the hearing outreach coordinator for the Deaf Sign Language Special Forum put on by GSO. It's going to be January 17th, 2026. That may seem really far away, but this is a special forum for an incredibly remote community. And the majority of alcoholics who are in recovery are not in recovery in Alcoholics Anonymous because they do not have access to ASL and ASL interpreted meetings ASP and sponsors. But there now is a resource that every intergroup has access to, so that when a deaf alcoholic calls your intergroup central office or gets in contact with people in your area, you can help them find meetings entirely in ASL or ASL interpreted meetings in person and in online. It's deafaa.org. The business cards have gone out. Really appreciate that. The special forum information is on the back. So I have, there's some really practical things we can do to carry this message to this incredibly remote suffering community. And everything I've learned from Aileen. So I'm up here doing work and supporting the work that Aileen and the deaf members of deafaa.org in our region are doing. Go talk to your intergroup central office manager and ask if a link to deafaa.org can be placed on the home group, on the home page, somewhere really easy to find. That is a really simple thing to do. The next thing is please go to your PICPC committee, your treatment committee, and your corrections committee. Talk to your area chairs and just say, hey, can we spend like a couple of months informing the professionals and the people that we are outreaching to inform them about AA? Can we let them know that there is a deafaa.org, that there are meetings for deaf folks? Because a lot of times we leave out the fact that there are special composition groups and the clients are there. You know, they're in treatment. There are deaf people seeking treatment. They're in the system. So deafaa.org, thank you.
And sir, you're our final chair this morning.
Aloha, Sean Alcoholic. And I wanted to follow up on the comment earlier about CPC and PI and such work. And in our area, we a lot of that work fell apart during the pandemic. So we're trying to reinvigorate that by, we've set aside some excess funds, this panel, and are really encouraging the districts across our islands to invite the area standing committee chairs to come and do workshops, and we really want to try to reignite that work. We too feel it's very important. And when you come to PRASA next year, be sure and bring your slippers, aka flip-flops, and let your toes soak up some of that island vibe. And the last thing I wanted to mention is I recently was doing looking up some information online about alcoholism, and it kept coming up as alcohol use disorder. And my mind immediately said, alcohol use disorder is leaving half a drink on the bar.
Thank you, sir. So I'd like to thank Jose for timing and Gina for your reading and all of you for participating. So thank you. So please remain seated. Bruce, if you'd like to come up with announcements.